EBC 1 is on the air. Nigel Green reading. At 22:15 hours GMT, the podcast for cats.
Meow, meow, meow.
But first, live from America, Steve Tavares is Angry Podcast.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
That's not a U.S. president. Okay. That's just the prime minister of Russia defending the president of Russia.
What do you want me to lock everybody up? What is that going to solve?
I am a very ethical person.
I have many Filipino friends. Our children grew up eating rice.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, if you shoot a little flim, you've got a problem.
Mr. Coxman, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Thank you. I would dignify you if I pee on your leg. I don't. It wouldn't be worth wasting the urine. But...
Broadcasting from the city of homes and beaches, Steve Tavares is angry.
So the other night, I'm walking down the street at night, about 11 o'clock in Alameda, where I live. And it's dark. It's kind of cold. And I do this often, you know. I take the dog on what I call the western route, or then I go on the eastern route, and then I go the Park Street route. So she has many different routes, but I took the Park Street route the other day, and like I said, it's late at night, and I'm usually never scared, but this one I was, because, you know, you think of being scared on the streets at night, on the mean streets of Alameda. You think of, like, you know, some scary guy and looking, you know, all trench coat and menacing and whatever. And for the older Alamedas, you know, a black guy. But for me, I was scared. I see this guy far away, tall, lanky. He's got like some sort of bag over his shoulder. I could see his ankles. He's got bare ankles. And he's getting closer. My heart is thumping, man. And I notice this guy got a man bun. And as I get closer, I see those clothes were like from made in 1968. These are vintage clothes. And I'm freaking out, man. I'm like, I am going to be homeless. The gentrification is here. There is a dude, and then I'm like, maybe he's just walking through, man. Maybe he's visiting somebody, right? He goes into this house, which I know from the rental wars here in Alameda a couple years ago, where the landlord had done one of these things to, you know, there's maybe 8 units there, and he was slowly, methodically, you know, getting rid of the, I believe is a quarter of the apartments each year, like by law that he could do. So systematically, each year they were gone, and this guy must be the new wave. And sure enough, he goes in there. So I don't know. Maybe he's visiting. I'm telling myself, I'm trying to say, I'm gonna keep my $1,300 rental, which is the size of like the Orange Julius, like in the malls. If you've ever been in the mall. If there's still malls, the size of that, right? But it's fine, right? It's fine. It's close to everything. I'm getting nervous. The next day, I see another dude. I'm like, they're here. This is it. It's over, right? The other day, I see another one. This guy, he's an older vintage. You know, he's got the beard, but he doesn't have it all like really big, like. In the old days when we would say, this freaking guy's a lumberjack. There's no freaking forest in the East Bay. But no, now he's a brewer, right? He has a brewery, craft brewery, right? So it wasn't that guy. It's that guy in the future, right? But he must have been a bad laundry day, right? Because he's still wearing his fake faux Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt, right? And he's got his dog. And I'm out with my dog, right? My dog's a little tiny dog, right? He had a big dog. And I'm purposely wait for this guy to go by, right? And he's is, like most hipsters, oblivious to the world, right? Right? I mean, you can't... Sir, wear socks, okay? No, you can't. I don't even hear that. Who's talking to me? How dare you? So this dude, then my dog starts barking because she wants to play. And then this dude doesn't even see me waiting for like a minute for him to pass by, right? Looks at me like it was my fault, right? So I give this guy, I look at him. I squint my eyes like a Clint Eastwood kind of thing, right? Dirty Harry. And I look at him. I give him the one over. And then I give the shake. It's real small shake, right? You don't shake your head too much. Like, not too vigorous. Just like, And just walk away. The dude, it was like a murder. He disintegrated. If you go on Park Street right now, the whole corner smells like lavender. So I worked it on the other. I see this guy again, the first one I see, down the street. And I'm like, he's living there. He lives here. We're on the verge of gentrification, right? That little Orange Julius size apartment is going to be $2,800 next month, right? I see this guy, and I think I have him. I don't even have to do the shake, right? He's got like a huge straw, right? I thought it was a cane from far away. The dude's walking with a giant, huge straw. Like you could put your head in there all the way down to your neck, right? And then this guy, I'm like, I got him, man. That's a plastic straw, man. They cannot make that in paper. This dude's going to jail. Sure enough, it's paper. But beautiful design, you know, nice, beautiful, cute, you know, like, you know, I guess lime green and periwinkle kind of color coordination going there. But I see this guy get closer to him, and I straight up give him the dude disintegrated. It's like chamomile on the corner, on the other corner on Park Street. So Park Street, you know, we may be on the verge of gentrification, but it really smelling really nice out there. Nice bouquet. Anyway, let's get to today's big news. Let's get serious for a second. You know, there's nothing that bothers me more. I mean, this is not just in journalism or anything, but in everything in life, right? A hypocrite. I don't think I'm a hypocrite because I am so cognizant of everything, right? Everything. And if you see me with a plastic straw, that's because I'm for them, right? So don't come at you hypocrite. You're for the environment. And you're not using a paper straw. I'm not using a paper straw because I used one at Starbucks with my Frappuccino and I didn't even know that paper straw, it sticks to your lips. I'm walking around, because we're in a time now, you can't tell people, you know, something bad. They'll think it's like racist or something, or, you know, you're insulting me. So I walked around a whole day. I was in Oakland. I was in San Leandro. It took BART. Nobody said, tell me that there was a straw, you know, stuck to my lip the whole day. But hypocrites, man. There was this story a couple weeks ago, on July 26th. There was in San Leandro in 2016, voters overwhelmingly passed a school bond measure, a $104 million school bond was passed. 75% of San Leandro just needed 50. So overwhelmingly, right? And this was to fix leaky roofs. It's like maintenance stuff in the school district. So, of course, you know, one of the biggest tricks that these bond measures, sales tax, whatever these, you know, a tax revenue measure does, you know, don't worry about it. We'll have a citizens oversight committee look at, and that's all BS. Cause nobody even cares about that after. And Look now. So the chair of the Measure J1 school bond measure in San Leandro School District is a woman named Melinda Bradford. So I'm minding my own business. I've seen that name, but I don't know who that is. And I get a tip. Look at her Twitter. You should see her Twitter. So I check it out. And there, this lady on the 26th of July, this lady went batshit, right? She went crazy because the rest of her feed, she sounds like she was like a union person and nothing exciting. She just went nuts, right? So she's commenting off of numerous tweets, Kamala Harris, some other ones, a Rob Bonta one. And for instance, Kamala Harris, and this is talking about the separation of children when their parents came across the border. That big story. That's one of the worst shames in like American history. Destined for to be up there with Japanese internment. Just this is the off. This is the worst of America ever, right? And Kamala Harris tweeting, a mother from Honduras who was separated from her husband was told if she signed a form, she would be reunited with her child. Only later did she learn that she had signed her child away. So this lady, who is the chair of the J1 committee, so it's going to oversight, make sure nothing goes wrong with the money spent to clean up schools, to fix the roofs and whatever, right? She says that's just wrong. But maybe she should learn to read. All these people took a gamble. Get a grip, folks! Exclamation point. Be angry at all the U.S. kids who were abandoned, homeless, hungry. Another, she commented off another, which said, and she commented that there was that the children were, this was a blatant disregard happened when the children came here illegally. So there's a couple of these here that basically go off of what Trump said, right? It was a couple months ago. Reporters asked them what they should do, what should be done. And Trump said, like two sentences, right? If you don't want it to happen, don't come to America. This is exactly what this lady who is taking over, who is the chair, who's going to make sure everything is spent correctly. No hijinks are going to go down. She believes that that is your problem. You broke the law, lady from El Salvador, man from Guatemala. You broke the law. This is what happens. Don't break the law. If you don't break the law, nothing will happen to you. If you're not breaking the law, why do you have to worry if drones are looking into your backyard, right? That's the logic, right? So I'm like, whoa, I don't know this lady. She's the chair of the, I do some sniffing around, right? And sometimes in this, doing this, you think you start with one story and then you end up with another, right? And so I start talking, putting out my feelers, seeing who's this lady, right? And it sounds like she's kind of a bully. I'm gathering from many, and people are afraid of her, and she may even be Latina herself. And people said she was like the old San Leandro mayor, the bully extraordinaire Stephen Cassidy, Mr. the human piece of liverwurst, Stephen Cassidy. So I'm getting an idea. Okay, well, So I do what I do sometimes when I'm going to overwhelm, shock and awe, right? So I just send seven emails to a San Leandro City Council member and San Leandro School Board members, because this is a city who was one of the first to become sanctuary city of the latest batch, right? With Alameda, places like that. This is a sanctuary. Blah, 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 sanctuary. Trump sucks. And the school board at the same time did its version, a safe haven. The school district is a safe haven for undocumented immigrants. So all that bullshit, right? Nobody wants to talk about it. They're either afraid of this lady, or they don't want to get involved. So when push comes to shove, when there's a showing, a public showing of the what they're trying to say does not live in, or not going to live in San Leandro, is not going to live and breed and grow in San Leandro, actually does, and when it's found out, nobody says a peep. So of course, I'm asking Latino officials, right? Because that's the, I mean, come on. And you would think that is like me putting a, not a baseball, not a softball, but like a beach ball on a tee and say, here, go swing. Karina Lopez, San Leandro council member, go ahead and swing. Victor Aguilar, who's running for the city council, who's on the school board, have a swing. Not a peep. Nobody wants to talk. One person wanted to talk, but they do not talk about Melinda Bradford. As if I'm going to write a story about what school board members think about Trump and separating families, like, 2 months after the fact. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Nobody wants to say anything. So we have a lot of hypocrisy, and that is something that we should focus on. Because in this case, hypocrisy is weakness. Weakness. And there's no... Why be weak right now? Like I said, you hit it out of the ballpark. People up for re-election could use that lady. This is just Evil Steve, campaign manager, talking, right? But no. I guess this lady she's a bad woman. She's going to terrorize you, right? And she's continued with more tweets. So it wasn't isolated. Trump lover with, Make America Great hats didn't hijack her Twitter. So this is normal. And we see it. We see it in other things. We see progressives trying to act like they're how dare the president talk about the press. Yet some of these turkeys will go and attack the press when it tells the truth about who they really are. So that's Steve Tavares' angry podcast for today. We'll be back tomorrow, the day after, and Thursday, because this is August recess. So don't forget to go to ebcitizen.com. We have all the election news. This is the only place you're going to find election news anywhere. You want a story about election news, an election story of a race in your city? Well, if you don't go to ebcitizen.com, then you're going to have to wait till the middle of October. But you don't need to do that. Just keep coming here. Make a donation. Give your support. Share those stories. And we'll talk some more. Keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutter's last song. Deer and air, beer flows through the faucets all night long. The shredder for the taking, for any unworking man. Who'll make his home in the American land. Who'll make his home in the American land. Who'll make his home in the American.
At 2110 hours GMT, the podcast for cats. And I'm not going to go meow.
The meow one.
Okay. Or just say the best. All right. The part.